Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. We'll talk about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them over at the Dot Zach building in the Grand Center area. They have a beautiful record store located right here in St. Louis. And you can come out each and every Friday. They have new records in store. This week, June 16th, new records in store from Royal Blood, Jason Isbell, Big Star, John Coltrane, and a whole lot more. Also, they do these like all-day listening parties over there. You get 15% off purchases, free beer from Urban Chestnut, and all kinds of other things going on. So feel free to come by anytime, but Fridays are new records, and you can find the full listing at musicrecordshop.com. Shop online 24/7 there. Be sure to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, this is Matt F. Bosler, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. We're recording today at Suburban Pro Studios in St. Louis with Matt F. Bosler.
That's me.
Hey man, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
This is your third appearance,
yes.
Right?
I believe so.
Two with your band Talk.
Uh-huh.
And now going solo.
Yeah, something like that.
But I mean, you got a lot going on, and a lot of exciting things. I just thought it'd be fun to catch up and see what.
Shane,
all this stuff. Yeah,
maybe after that we could mustard.
Hey yo,
that's very funny.
We got the jokes today.
Mm-hmm.
We need like a sound, you know, like a one of those little soundboards to do a little. Dun-dun.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, but you know, if we were like a professional podcast, maybe we'd have some.
They probably got an ad. Just hold your phone up.
Right.
Probably got an app or something.
No, I don't have that technology.
Okay.
But yeah, man. So the probably the biggest one everybody's been talking about,
right,
was your smooth show.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Well, maybe a week ago now.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Yes. So, a week ago.
As we're recording this. But yeah, so that was crazy.
Yeah.
That thing kind of blew up and took off, man. Like, I was just really, it was, I mean, I don't know, like, for such a goofy idea, but how many people got behind it, and I'm like, all the different blogs sharing it and everything else. All
right. It's not the thing that I've done that I thought would get, like, sort of national attention, but I'm okay with it.
Sure.
Yeah, so we played Santana's Smooth 10 times in a row. And I guess people were really into that idea.
What, I don't know, like, where does that even, like, is that just some goofy thing and you're like, yeah, let's do that?
Yeah, I mean, so me and Dylan, Club, he's in the Langoliers.
Yeah.
We were hanging out at my house. He played guitar on the Smooth thing as well. And I mean, I don't even remember the lead up. I assume there was something that sort of got us there. But I said, hey, it'd be funny if someone played Smooth 10 times in a row. And that we laughed at that and we thought, well, maybe other people. And I think like, yeah, we did that. That was like a Friday or something. I had the show booked by like Tuesday, like Off-Broadway was super on board with it. And then I got the band together kind of after that. I mean, there wasn't really a lot of thought as to why we should or shouldn't do it. I mean, really, if we probably thought about it any longer, we probably would have went, we shouldn't do that.
Sure.
That's a waste of everyone's time.
I think it's funny though, you pick Smooth, like, I mean, of all songs too, like that was the one that, yeah, we're going to do that one 10 times.
I think it's a funny song. 'Cause it's not like, so when I told people we were doing it, right, like a lot of people would say, oh, you should do it with All Star or these other sort of like meme like songs. Yeah. But I think those are like, I think the reason, which again, like I'm backwardly thinking about this. I didn't put any thought into it in the beginning, but like Smooth is not bad, right?
Right.
It's like I still don't know if I like that song or not. It's like, okay. Whereas like All Star is like kind of like too cheesy or something. I don't know.
Sure.
I think I'm trying to make my idea sound better than it really is. Probably any old song would have been fine. But Smooth's like, okay.
Yeah.
And that intro makes me laugh. Like, especially when you do it like the fourth time when you do that. Bum, bum, bop, 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 bop.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Right. It's a hot one.
Yeah.
Oh, how many, I mean, could you, are you, you like, you think that's enough now? Like, you are you good at hearing Smooth for the rest of your life? Or you think this is going to be the song that just kind of haunts you for the rest of your life? Now you're going to like constantly be hearing it and people are going to be wanting.
I'd be okay. I don't care. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. Right. Like if people want to say to me, hey, Matt, it's a hot one, right?
Yeah, right.
A bunch of times. That's fine. That's funny.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
You think this is going to take off and like do it again next summer, or what do you think?
I don't think so.
No.
I think it, I mean, right. Like once you've done the thing, it does turn, it turns 20 years old, the song, in 2020, I think. So you know, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. I doubt it. I think I just want to keep doing silly things.
For sure, man. And I think that's probably the biggest part of it all was just the, you know, obviously people take things pretty serious, but when something like that where you can just kind of come and have a good time, and I think people would really respond to that. And I mean, obviously it was clear, like you packed the house at Off Broadway.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes if done right, the goofiest things can turn out to be, you know, pretty big.
And sometimes you can just kind of fall ass backward into something working out really well.
Sure. I think like, I mean, you look at like all these, like, there's like that group Max Sabbath that like dresses in McDonald's costumes doing Black Sabbath songs and stuff. Like, you know, that's a really goofy idea, but they tour the country playing these songs and stuff like
that. Right. So. Yeah, shoot. Maybe from a financial standpoint, I should just tour with Smooth, playing Smooth a bunch of times in a row.
Right. Maybe, yeah, there we go. Let's do it, man. Smooth tour coming to you. And you, of course, you had a, like I said, you mentioned Dylan, but yeah, you had a pretty incredible band too.
Yeah.
So like, obviously, it wasn't just all goofy. Like you really had some incredible musicians to make it sound good too.
Oh, so. Right. Because right, it's not funny if you don't do it well, right? So yeah, Jen Malzone played piano. She's in Middle Class Fashion. And Jahi Eskridge, he's, I believe, in a bunch of projects. He's a professional trumpet man. Like, he's too good for me to even be there. And then DJ Uptown played drums. Matt Sawicki, he's in My Posse and Effect with me, and he owns Suburban Pro Studios. He did percussion. Am I forgetting people? I don't think so. Maybe.
Yeah. How many times did you guys rehearse before going in there?
Not a ton. And then we never got, we never had a practice with everybody there. Like it was always different. So the, at the show was the first time we all played together. I mean, maybe six or something. It was a really weird practice, right?
Sure.
'Cause you like run through it like four times and you're like, well, I mean, I guess. What are we going to do? What else can you do? Like, we did it right.
Exactly, yeah.
So they're really short practices.
All right, well, see you guys next time.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah.
Jahi only came out twice.
Yeah.
But, like, again, like, yeah, he learned the song. He knows how to play it.
Right.
It seemed like the second time was kind of overkill. I think he had it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just funny thinking, too, just a one-song practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So that, and then of course you had even celebrities in the house, like Party Bear.
Yeah, Party Bear. Apparently, it was Party Bear's first crowd surf.
Yeah.
And that's, we got it on video, and what a moment to capture and make happen.
Yeah, making his dreams come true.
Right. The poor little bear always sleeping, thinking, man, I'd just like to crowd surf. But he's got a big wooden base, you know, which probably he thinks, like, I can't, how am I even going to climb on people? I don't know how heavy Party Bear is either. He looks maybe heavy. I don't know.
Sure.
Probably not as heavy as a person, right?
I mean, he is a bear.
Right.
So.
Got to catch him in the end of the winter. He's all thin.
Right.
From hibernating. Yeah, Party Bear was there.
Yeah. I just spoke with John Venegoni the other night, and he was there, and he was talking about how much fun he had. And
good.
It was just,
he's a funny fella.
Yeah, I love John. He's a great guy. And hosting my party. So I'm pretty excited about that. But yeah, he was telling me, like, you know, he just kept screaming, and but he's loved all the intros you did to, you know, each song, like, you know, how all the banter in between the songs.
Yeah.
So you tried to come up with a new way each time to introduce it?
Not really. I mean, not like, I didn't super pre-plan anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of like the dumb joke of, like, talk about it like it's a regular show, you know? Like, oh, hey, this one's a cover, and then play it again, and then it's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny every time.
Yeah. So you did 12. Right?
We ended up doing 12, yeah. After 10, we did an encore and did it two more times.
People couldn't get enough of it.
It sounds really dumb to say it. No, yeah, people wanted more smooth.
Yeah, man. Well, you got a couple other big shows coming up, not playing the same song 10 times in a row. But,
yeah.
You are playing over at Main & Mill Brewery on June 17th.
Right. Yeah, it's like a street fest.
Yeah. And then I thought this was cool because they've done this, they did it last summer.
Right.
But this year they're having a lot of the bands, and you guys are all doing like tribute sets. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing.
That's kind of a bummer. Shouldn't start with a negative thing, but I feel like, oh man, the next thing I'm doing is all covers too. But I'm doing Neil Young, 10. I think it's 10. I don't remember how many songs I'm doing. The point is, they're all different. It's all different Neil Young songs, so it's way different concept than the last thing I did.
Right.
I'm probably going to end up just playing smooth.
Yeah.
Get them, trick them.
Yeah, you should do Neil Young doing smooth.
Mm-hmm.
You do your best Neil Young impression.
Yeah. So that's a cool thing. I think I played kind of early, but it's a street fest, so it doesn't matter. It's like,
yeah, and it's packed full of all of our favorites. So it'll be a great day. Come on out down there. Then you do trivia on Tuesday nights at?
I do.
At Main & Mill.
I host trivia there. Yeah,
so come out if you want to hang out with Matt on a Tuesday and do some trivia.
If you're a Jefferson County person.
Yeah. And another big one coming up is July 8th. And this is one of those, another kind of goofy idea.
Yeah.
That is getting some attention. But you will be eating hot wings in between each song.
Yeah.
Delicious hot wings from Bird and Barrel, right?
Yep. Yeah, I just talked to them. They're way on board. Yeah. They think it's funny.
And that'll be at the Sinkhole on July 8th.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be playing original music that night?
Yeah, finally. Yeah, I'm going to do some of my songs. Right, so I will play a song, I will eat a hot wing, and then every song after that, you know, but then they'll get hotter and hotter. My hope is that by the end of the show, I'll be almost unable to perform anything. And Chris Ward's going to be there. He's kind of emceeing the thing for me. Like if I get to a point where I have to stop, he could pop in and laugh and make fun of me,
sure.
I guess.
I mean, yeah, that's what friends do. So,
but I want to be, just like a snotty, vomiting mess. And that's so, and I don't think people are wrong, but you've seen the Hot Ones interview show, right?
I don't believe so.
It's like an interview show, and they eat hotter and hotter hot wings, and it's funny. But there have been other things like it. So anyway, but people have been like, oh, that's a ripoff of that. And like, I mean, sure, I guess I'm not saying it's not sort of the same deal, right?
Yeah, you're not.
But
it's not like you're saying this is a brand new original idea or something.
I just want to do a fun thing, and I think it's a fun thing to see in person. And I think I guess, like, if I'm going to defend myself, which I really don't care to do that much at all, it's whatever. But, like, there's the added thing of, like, I'm trying to perform well, but I don't think I'll be able to.
Right.
And if I can, that's fine, too. Like, if it ends up, like, oh, Hot Wings, so you can just kind of power through it. That's okay. But I did stop eating spicy food, right? Like, you can, like, build a tolerance, right? Or that's what I've read. I don't necessarily know if it's true. But to diminish my tolerance for spicy things, I've completely stopped eating anything spicy to hopefully increase the disgustingness.
That's probably the oatmeal, right? That's why you've
that's
been,
the, yeah, right.
That's why you've been eating so much oatmeal.
I eat a lot of oatmeal every day.
Right.
And it's not spicy.
Yeah, right. I got a good laugh. I was watching Big Bang Theory the other day, and Sheldon, she made him oatmeal. Amy made him oatmeal for breakfast, and he's like, takes a bite, and he's like, tasteless.
Yeah.
And like, it made me laugh so hard. Like, just like,
oatmeal's like a food canvas, man. Right. You can make it taste like whatever you want.
Right. Yeah, he wanted just plain oatmeal.
Right. That's gross.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never tried it. I should try plain oatmeal, see what I think.
There you, yeah, man. Well, you got a couple more days of eating very bland, non-spicy food before that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what are you eating, like, one wing, or are you eating a couple, or how's is each one? One wing each in between each song?
Yeah.
And each one's going to be hotter?
Right.
Are they just going to keep, like, adding more more hot sauce to it, or
they
got
to increase those Scovilles.
Yeah.
So I talked to Bob over there at Bird and Barrel, and he's the chef guy, you know.
Yeah.
He seems very confident that, well, I mean, I can't remember. What do they got, like, Carolina Reapers
right.
and stuff and all that stuff?
Ghost chili pepper.
Yeah. So it'll just step up by, like, different stuff. And then I am going to have wings there. I don't got that all worked out yet, but there'll be wings for people to eat from Bird and Barrel. But I don't know, like, prices or how I'm going to do it.
Right.
So maybe I shouldn't even talk about it. It's too late now, but there will be wings for people in some way.
Right.
Probably not the really hot ones. Maybe I should have the hottest one there. I don't know. Again, this isn't something I should talk through right now.
We're just workshopping ideas.
Yeah. but right, anyway, yeah. So the last wing will be hopefully just painfully, horribly, awful, spicy.
I did a hot dog eating contest over at Steve's, 2 years ago, something like that. And he did, he had a local gardener or farmer, that grew ghost chili peppers,
yeah.
And they decided to make a sauce with it, and they called it brainless sauce, being the urge. They put ghost chili pepper sauce all over these hot dogs, and so I was signed up, and just because I thought I've never done like a whole lot of food challenges, and especially even hot stuff, but
right.
I just thought it'd be fun to hang out with Steve and eat a bunch of hot dogs for the day, and I went down there, and I think I did like. Two maybe, but by that time I ate two. The guy next to me had like seven, so
oh.
It's like I'm not gonna even try anymore.
Right.
Yeah. So, Nick, you know, of course they're half or quarter pound hot dogs with the bun and everything, and so
they're real good.
Yeah. But that ghost chili pepper sauce. So it was like the first one was very like intense, and then like they kind of started running out of pepper, so they had to like the second batch wasn't as hot.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of went backwards what you're doing, but that first one, I got some on my cheek and like I instantly like chapped my lip and stuff. Like it was like
I thought about buying like because I don't really know how I'm going to eat them, right? Because their hot wings are real messy. You're playing guitar. I thought about buying a guitar, just a real cheap guitar, and not washing my hands at all, like not doing anything,
right?
You know, but right, yeah, get all over your face. I don't know if I want to play. A show where my face is all gross, but I guess maybe that's funny.
Just have like a whole bunch of wet naps.
Yeah, right. Or none.
Right.
It's one or the other, right? Yeah, like right. I gotta like.
Either you gotta clean up or just go full out and.
Let it go. I kind of feel like grossing up any kind of guitar is bad though. Like even if it's just like a cheapo guitar. It's like, come on, somebody would have liked to play that without chicken sauce all over it.
Right. Chicken sauce. But yeah, so we you got all these shows, a lot of fun things happening. You can follow Matt F. Bosler on Facebook.
Oh, I'm there.
Keep up to date on all the shows and things. But I was going to ask, like, so the you also do a podcast.
Yes.
And formerly known as...
It was the Talkcast for a while. Now it's Matt F. Bosler's podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is that just... Because I always kind of... I mean, I know Brian sat in with you on some, but I always kind of thought that was part of the fun of the joke was that it was the Talkcast, but Brian's never there.
Right.
And then, like, but now it's just Matt F.
Yeah. Bosler. I think that was funny too. Yeah. And then it got, I don't know, where I was like, this is silly. I should just make it my thing if I'm going to keep doing it.
Right.
So I did. And that's, I had old Brittany Boynton drew the little cover art. She did the poster for Smooth also.
Yeah.
Works over, got the Grease 3, the shop. She didn't work, she does work there. She's the owner.
Yeah.
Also, do you work at the place you own? Makes it sound like you don't, right? Like, I work at Bosler Screen Print. Ooh, look at that. Ooh, yeah. Plug in everything. Ayo. Huh. Okay. Anyway, she draws neat stuff.
Yeah. And also your friends at Button Booty.
Yes.
Made you some pins.
Yeah, that's her too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Got all kinds of friends all over.
It's good to have. You got to have friends.
Yep. But... yeah, so the podcast is we released one the other day.
Adam,
or week ago, so whatever.
Adam Bertels.
Yeah.
But right, they're becoming less frequent. I think that's bad. I think that's not a good thing. But it's hard to not everyone can be a Shane Presley, you know?
Hey.
You're putting how many episodes you putting out today? Like 17?
I think I think just 17 today.
Cool. So it's a light, a light week, but
right. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm having a lot of fun doing it. I just, I don't know.
Maybe that's the difference, is that I hate it.
Yeah, right.
I don't like talking to people. Like right now,
yeah,
real uncomfortable.
Not a fan.
Not liking it. Ugh.
I don't know. I started that a while back, like whenever Chris left the show,
right.
I started kind of renewing it by myself. I started doing like 3 a week, and then that just like kind of, then it went into like 4 a week sometimes. So
have you ever thought of, instead of putting out like 3 or 4 a week, just doing one that's like 4 hours long?
No, I've done one that like was like 2.5 hours once.
That's a long time.
Yeah. And it wasn't very good, but it was there, you know. So
I'd listen to it.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Well, it was just a bunch of my friends hanging out at a barbecue.
Maybe
it was like a Labor Day weekend thing, and I was like, "There's obviously a ton I could cut out of this," but I'm like, "I don't care."
Oh, that takes a lot of effort.
It's like, if you want to listen to it, here it is.
We're right.
Rambling most of the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't know. I just started putting them all out there, and I was like, if people want to listen, they can. Otherwise, like, you know, come back to it later or whatever. I'm not trying to – you don't have to keep up with me. They're all there for whatever. So.
You won't not understand the story if you missed a couple.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
And I feel that's kind of the whole thing. Like, you know, I think, like, there's some shows where people – you know, people have told me, like, you know, maybe put out one and focus on that and, like, for the week. And I felt like, yeah, I could do that, but – or I could put out a bunch, and then like people, because people are going to kind of pick and choose what they want to listen to anyway. So, I'll just start throwing them all out there.
Now we were going to do a dog podcast.
Yeah,
and then you never like contacted me about it.
I know, man.
What's
I don't know.
What was it? Is dogs and
I think we talked. I talked about doing like a puppy wedding podcast,
right?
Because that seems to get the most attention.
That's right. Puppy weddings.
Yep.
And then I was all like ready to do it. I bought the domain name, puppyweddings.com.
Right.
And then you never...
Surprisingly available. I don't know.
Yeah. It was just a bummer to me that like I thought we came up with a cool idea, and I guess it turned out it was a joke. But
yeah,
it's whatever.
Hey, man. You know, maybe it's time to, you know... revisit that.
Yeah. Especially, sure, right, yeah. Revisit the thing where I get all excited and then you just drop it.
Cash in on all your fame now.
Yeah, sure.
All your all that smooth money you're
something
making.
Something like that.
We could even make it like the Smooth Puppy Wedding Podcast or something.
I think, right, you just there keep adding words that are getting the clicks. That's all that matters.
These are all buzzwords.
Yeah. BuzzFeed.
Right.
They get clicks.
Yeah.
Put a buzz in there.
There you go.
Buzz, smooth Buzz Puppy Wedding, you know?
Yeah, that's a $1 million idea right there.
Right. Yeah. I don't even, and then we split it, $500,000 a piece.
Sure.
That's a payday.
Now we're talking. We probably ought not air this episode if we just release this information.
Okay.
So we might have to cut that out.
I feel like I could have done better. I feel like up to this point, like I've been, I feel like my energy is a little low. So Brett, yeah, if you just want to scrap this, I wouldn't say no. We could do it again. But we could even start right now. I could be like, oh, Shane, you should have been there. Smooth. Ah, oh, so good. Killer. Everyone's laughing, having a great time. Carlos Santana, one of the best. Rob Thomas, put them together, and I played it 10 times in a row. Just kidding, 12. And that would that be better, you think, if it was more like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Sounds great. Yeah.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rock Paper Podcast.
Woo! Hey, Shane. Wow. Just going to stop you right there. It's me, Matt F. Bosler. Life of the party. That's me. And, hey, if you're not, if you like to watch, hope you like Neil Young.
Nailed it, man.
Cool. All right.
People love that.
Yeah. Great.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that was good stuff.
Yeah. We just cut around.
Well, yeah, we'll just cut that and put that back at the beginning and.
Sure.
Right. Cut all the rest of the stuff.
Yeah. That's what you're known for, is your meticulous editing.
Yeah. For sure.
Seamless.
Yep. That's what I'm good at, man. Last time I was in this room, I spoke to my posse in effect.
Yeah.
But you were not here.
No.
And, but you are in the band, though, right?
Well, I mean, it's hard to get anyone to believe it, but I am. I play bass in that band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys recently played Del Mar Hall.
Yeah.
And you were there.
I was there.
Yeah.
For real. There's pictures of it. I'm not in any of the posters or anything.
Right.
But I'm in the band. I'm a vital member.
Sure.
Some would say that the Beastie Boys music has bass in it. So.
I would say that.
Right. I feel like I've heard you say that.
Yeah.
You're always saying that.
Yeah.
The Beastie Boys music has bass in it. Quote, Shane Presley.
Right. Yeah.
I've seen that on like a Instagram inspirational. You know, they got that over like some flower field thing and it's a nice filter. What now though?
Well, so what's going on with the band? Where you guys? You guys got some things?
We're doing some out of town stuff. I don't know off the top of my head when our next St. Louis thing is. It's a little bit. I don't know. It's all baffling to me.
Yeah.
I'm not. I don't understand tribute bands very well. I don't think, and it's always a real nice surprise to me when people come and see us, and I like it a lot.
Yeah.
But I always go, like, in my head, I'm like, nobody, come on. And then they come, and it's like, that's the best thing.
Well, I think, especially for what you guys are doing, you know, unfortunately, we're never going to get a Beastie Boys show. So, like, having somebody playing these songs still is very, very entertaining. So.
Right. Yeah, and I guess, like, the Beastie Boys, it's not like a thing bands, like, cover. You know what I mean? Like, they wouldn't, like, you wouldn't see a cover band, like, doing Beastie Boys. It's a pretty specific thing. You have to have a specific setup to do it. I'm starting to get it, Shane.
Yeah.
You're walking me through it. I'm understanding more and more appeal.
I'll show you the ways.
Yeah, and I've seen tribute acts. It's not like I don't like them or think that what they're doing is a good thing. I guess it's just it's like with the Smooth thing. I thought, well, no one's going to come to this. Like, and then people do.
Right.
And it's cool.
Did you get a final head count on that?
It was right, like 270.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's like just about sold out there, right? Like,
it's getting there.
Yeah.
I asked him. I think 350 to 400 or something is sold out.
Yeah. That's pretty huge for anybody's show, but for a Friday night in St. Louis, it was Friday, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy to get.
Yeah. So it's real silly. Yeah. I love it. Everyone was like part of the joke. Like, everybody got it, I guess. I don't get it necessarily still, but.
And I love that too. You were giving away shirts for the evening as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that was those turned out real nice.
Thank you.
Mr. John Venegoni was modeling his
cool.
The night we hung out.
So. Yeah, they got the lyrics to Smooth on there.
Yep.
And then I took a bunch of, I didn't make nearly enough, so I got to make a bunch more. Cause that felt like, I'm not going to like tell people there's going to be a free shirt and then be like, nah, just kidding. So they'll get it.
So you got what? You had to give everybody IOUs or something?
I just got emails from everyone, which is a dirty trick. I'm going to put them on an email list
right
now, and they'll be getting like, I'm going to send them funny, cool pictures. Like, maybe like kid swing a bat, but the bat comes out of his hands, hits his dad right in the crotch. That's the kind of stuff I like to share and send.
Good.
It's funny. It's cute.
Good family fun. Right
mm-hmm. There, yeah.
But you ever watch that movie Idiocracy?
Yes.
When he's watching Alma right. Balls.
Yeah.
Man, what a great show.
Yeah. The whole time I'm distracted by that whole movie because I'm going like, well, they should just show more of that show.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing. People getting hurt and maybe like animals wearing clothes.
Yeah.
Those are the two funniest things.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely... Definitely right up there, the top two funniest things.
If I was making a list of the top 500 funny things, they would be, I would say, in the top 250.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
That's fair.
You ever see, I just saw a video of a dog wearing human clothes, but it's like walking on its hind legs. Looks kind of just creepy, like weird, but it's also cute. But then and you read the comments and it turns out that the guy like abused the dog real bad to make it walk on its hind legs. And then that's sad. But then I think maybe the dog got taken away and now the dog is in a better situation. And then that is uplifting. So that video right there, that takes you through all the emotions an internet video can do.
Full cycle right there. I remember hearing, I forget who did it now. Somebody some comedian had a joke about that, about how like a bear riding a bike,
okay,
or whatever, you know, like at the circus or whatever kind of thing, and like, and I don't know, he was kind of joking about how with his wife or something about how like you know, how they abused that bear to get him to ride the bike and stuff, you know, like in the. She's like, what, really? And he's like, well, yeah, not like you see a bear riding a Schwinn through the woods or something. You
know, yeah.
It's not something natural.
I was watching real recently, you know, Jeff Dunham, the puppet fella.
Right.
I was watching his comedy special, and he does this thing. It's clever. He makes a puppet. The puppet will say, I'm going to tell a racist joke. And then Jeff Dunham goes, no, you can't. But then the puppet does tell a racist joke. And here's the trick. That's actually Jeff Dunham saying that.
Right.
And he can tell, you know, he just wants to tell these racist jokes real bad, but he's like, I can't. How do I do it? And he found a way because everyone's just laughing.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Jeff Dunham's, that's a weird thing to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I never really got into that.
I don't, well, whatever. People can like whatever they want. Yeah. I think it's a strange thing. Don't get me started.
Yep. Yeah, he, I don't know. There's parts that are, I think he has some jokes that are right, but I feel like a lot of it is just because he does the voices.
Right.
You know, if you took away the puppet, the material wasn't strong
enough. Well, if you took away the puppet, he'd have to say the racist jokes.
Yeah.
And then everyone would be mad at him.
Right.
But when it's a puppet.
Yeah, now it's just a cute.
But Shane, he is the puppet.
Right.
That's the thing.
What?
I don't think people are understanding. I don't know. What a world. Yeah. Crazy world we live in.
It's a crazy world.
All bonkers nuts.
Bonkers. You, what do you think of these guys' brother, father?
They're oh man, if I was putting a list together of my top 500 favorite bands, they'd be well into the 400s for sure. And that's not, I'm not making the list or like placing them right now. That's just off the top of my head. I know they would be above 400, right?
Right.
Yeah. They played it smooth.
Yeah. I saw the, some pictures. They were wearing like cowboy hats.
They dressed up as Santana.
Yeah.
All of them.
Right.
It was funny. They're funny guys. They're good song guys. All their songs are good. If I was making, Shane, get this. If I was making a list of my top 500 songs, I'd say, not even thinking about it, two of their songs would be in there for sure. Yeah. Oh, easily. Yeah.
You ought to like work at BuzzFeed or something with all these.
Right.
Top 500 lists.
Yeah. I feel like that way you don't really have to narrow anything down.
Yeah.
There's no concessions. You just top 500.
Sure.
My phone keeps buzzing. And it seems rude, even though I know you can't hear it because it's off. I don't know.
People trying to get some more of them smooth shows.
Probably.
All these tour bookers.
I'll do it for free t-shirt.
Yeah.
Because, I gave a lot of t-shirts away. No one ever gave me a free t-shirt at all.
Right. Hey, I'll give you one.
Okay.
I got some shirts coming.
Yeah, give me a shirt.
Yeah, you got it, buddy.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Since you are a three-time guest of this show.
What's the most?
Well, my buddy Gabe's been on like eight or nine times. A lot of those are just me and him just hanging out.
Is he a guest? Would you call him a guest, or
he's been on as a guest, but he's also been a co-host, and he's also.
I don't think those should count.
Yeah, so but he's been on in several episodes. He's been a part of.
What if you subtract co-host?
Well, he's still been on quite a few times as a guest.
But like, how could I? Could I beat him?
Yeah, I mean, you could totally beat him.
Like, if I really. Okay. All right. Yeah. That's what I want to hear.
Right.
I want to be the most guest on the Rock Paper Podcast. That's my new goal. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. Man.
Got to shoot for the stars.
After this Hot Wing thing, we'll get back together. Yeah. I'll be like, oh, Shane, it's so fun. And I'll tell you all about it. And I'll tell you my next dumb idea, which I'll probably have by then. I can't imagine I wouldn't.
What if you had a list of your top 500 dumb ideas, where would this one rank?
Above 150, probably. One time I crawled in a storm drain, and that'd be up there. One time I threw this. I had
the was pet. It was that after the movie It? Like,
I don't know.
I
was a kid.
I don't think I'd mess around with storm drains after watching that.
Smooth is pretty dumb. Howling thing's pretty dumb. Above 150.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think you have a number one dumb idea yet? Or is it still to come?
I probably shouldn't talk about it, but I do have a really dumb idea that involves a shot collar and audience participation, and I think it can be done, and everyone I've told says do not do it, but I think I'm going to do it.
One time, my mom... she was dating this guy at the time, and he installed like an electric fence in the backyard, and so we decided to test out the electric collar, and I held it in my hand, and it gives you a pretty good jolt.
Okay,
I don't remember what the setting on it was, but it was pretty intense. And then I got my mom to put it on her leg.
Yeah.
And, definitely made her dance because that's a pretty good look.
Do you feel like it would be hard to play guitar if you were?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, that's all I need to know.
Yeah. I don't know that would it'd be tough.
And, right.
Yeah.
And there's different, whatever. We'll talk later.
All right.
I'm giving away all the secrets.
Too much here. Yep. I do have a fan participation part of this show, and we had some friends write in some questions for you.
Okay.
Matt Sawicki writes in,
oh boy,
What was he smoking?
I don't poison my body with that stuff.
Right on. Yeah. That's fair. Mm-hmm. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Sarah Shipton writes in with a couple of zingers here. She's got, what is his favorite oatmeal flavor?
Okay, so my most frequent is brown sugar and cinnamon.
Yeah, solid.
That's my go-to, right? Sometimes I just do maple syrup, but that's when I'm feeling lazy. I don't want to do anything. Recently, somebody bought me these exotic Quaker Oat instant packs. And they had this, it's like lemon ricotta. And then the other one was apple cheddar something. I don't know. They were both really good.
Yeah.
And then they had another one in there that was kind of gross. But it was like chai. I thought it would be good. It wasn't. I didn't like that one. But the lemon ricotta, I would eat that one every day if I could. I'm not answering the question. I understand that. Let's go brown sugar cinnamon.
All right. And she also says, what flavor would he like to try but is too scared to?
I'm too scared. That, honestly, that pisses me off that she would even suggest that I'm too scared to try anything. I'd eat any old meal. Old meal. I'd eat any old oatmeal. Except spicy oatmeals until after July 8th, and then I'll eat spicy oatmeals. I really don't care.
Right.
And like, you know, I don't know. Next question.
Yeah, sorry.
Move on.
This is
what if it was like poison? Is it like poison a flavor? It's not a flavor. No, there's no flavor I wouldn't try.
All even right. Poison.
But, well, yeah, right. Bret Michaels.
Yeah. It's going to taste like sweat and hairspray.
Mm-hmm. How'd he do it?
And eyeliner. Has he had any oatmeal bath?
No.
Or has he had an oatmeal
bath? No.
Would he like to take an oatmeal bath with my cats?
Well, okay, yes. However, I'm allergic to cats.
Uh-oh.
If we could remove, I would love to pet. I see pet cat. I see cats all the time. I think I'd like to pet that thing. I can't do it. So unfortunately, I would have to decline the offer. But I would like to do it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Only there was a way.
Right.
Jen Malzone writes in, what's his deal?
Oh, I don't know. I just, because like I had a good childhood and everything, and there's no excuse for me to be the way I am. And like I get that. I don't know if it's like a chemical thing. And it's not that I don't feel like remorse or guilt about it. But, you know, then you're doing it. You know what I mean? Like, then it's like, oops, I did it. I was me. I beed me. So I don't know. I couldn't point to one thing.
Right.
That's her deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
no,
like you're gonna.
Jeez. Well, I think that's it for the
good
question segment.
Probably had a bunch of jokesters in there saying dumb, because I see it. You know, I get tagged in it, and then I see everybody being like, why is he such a dumb idiot? Get out of here.
That was actually the next one, sorry.
Jeez.
I didn't want to get you upset.
Well, too late.
Yeah. Sorry, Matt.
It's all right. That's whatever.
Jeez. You said to me before we got rolling that you might be working on some new music.
Yeah. I am. Yes. I got him. I'm supposed to go out, you know, Spencer played drums with Talk for a long time, and I'm supposed to go out there, and we're going to do some drums out there. That's in Indiana, and then I come back here, Suburban Pro, record the rest of the stuff, and I am going to do it. I felt like I was saying that in a way that was like, but there, I don't have one. It should have been more of just a period.
Right.
Let me try again. Yeah, I'm going to go out to Spencer's. Spencer Perkowski played drums with Talk. You know, I've played music with him for a long time. Go out there to Indiana. We're going to do drums out there. And then we'll come back here and I'm going to record the rest of it. Suburban Pro Studios.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded way better.
Thank you.
And this will be more a solo record, right?
Yeah.
Technically, I guess.
Right. I mean, I would like to have a lot of people play on it. I mean, it'll be full band stuff.
Right.
I don't think it'll be like some huge departure from the stuff I've written before. I'm not trying to do that, right? Like, yeah. I'm not trying to be like, this is acoustic jams or anything like that.
Smooth jazz.
Just writing songs, trying to put them out.
Right. Very cool. And is that something we might expect by this year, or is that...
I hope so. Yeah. That's the thing, right? I'm trying to move real fast, move faster on things. Like I said, like, smooth was, like, from, like, inception to being done was, like, maybe 2-3 months or something. So I would like to move a lot quicker than I have in the past. And, you know, like, doing things by yourself kind of makes that easier to do. So, like, Tak can do what Tak is doing, and then I can do things in between.
Sure. Nice, man. Well, again, come on out to Main & Mill Brewery on June 17th, and mm-hmm. you can see Matt playing some Neil Young songs.
Yep.
Do you what did you pick Neil Young, or was there kind of like a list of people they wanted?
They asked me if I wanted to do Neil Young,
yeah.
and I like Neil Young enough to go, yeah, sure.
What's your top 500 Neil Young songs?
Oh, boy. We got Out on the Weekend, right? We got Harvest Moon. Harvest. Those would all be in there. And then beyond that, I'd really have to think about it
right.
to see which ones would be in the top 500.
Sure.
Because, like, I mean, you know, could I name ones that would be, like, 543? And but that's not what you asked.
Right.
So I'd want to be more careful.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I kind of put you on a spot. But yeah. So if you like Neil Young songs and you want to hear Matt sing some of those, you can come on up there on June 17th.
Yeah. And I'm gonna drink a bottle of olive oil between every song.
Is that an exclusive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna throw up every song. We'll see how that, you know, it's like a juxtaposition of these like kind of quiet Neil Young songs and then violent vomiting. And I think that's a real interesting performance art
right.
thing. So,
yeah, man.
Haven't run it by the festival people yet, but I'm sure they're on board.
Sure, man. Yeah. Hey, whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and then, of course, July 8th at the Sinkhole, you can come over and hang out with Matt while he eats hot wings in between each song.
And Morgan from Bruiser Queen's playing as well, and probably somebody else.
Yeah, probably.
So ooh, that's a secret.
Yeah.
Ooh, surprise that I'll tell everyone as soon as I know.
Yeah. I like Morgan a lot. She's pretty awesome.
She's fine, I guess.
Yeah, she's all right.
I mean,
I was just kidding about that. And again, subscribe to Matt F. Bosler podcast on mm-hmm. your whatever app.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty much everywhere.
Whatever.
It's one of the biggest podcasts in the world, I think, so.
I mean, it's definitely, in this room, it's in the top two.
Yeah, definitely. Number one in my heart, though,
aww.
I would say.
That's really sweet. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, man. And be sure to follow my Posse in Effect on Facebook and all that stuff. And you can find some more dates coming to a town near you.
Yep.
If you like Beastie Boys music.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt is totally in the band. I've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I am.
He is.
Thank you.
Yeah. So don't listen to whatever, anything anybody else is telling you. It's fact. Matt is in the band. All right, buddy.
Okay.
I appreciate you doing this, man.
Oh,
this
yeah. Thank you. I appreciate me doing you, too, also.
Yeah.
Appreciate me.
And I'll see you right after the hot wings, then.
Yep. And then we'll be at 4.
Yeah.
And then I only have, like, 4 more to go, 6 more to go before I'm the champion.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters to me.
We can do that by August or something, so.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds great.
All right. Thanks, man.
See ya.
Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.